The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Fitness Momentum, the radio show with your host, Coach Michael Merlino. Get ready to get moving with expert tips and tools that you can use to jumpstart, maintain, or ramp up your fitness routine. Whether you're just getting started with a fitness program, ready to take it to the next level, or train up for your next 5K or marathon, we have something to offer to all levels of fitness. Now let's get started. Here is Coach Michael Merlino.
Hello, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and I'm a Houston, Texas-based fitness trainer and running coach. If you missed our inaugural show dated December 12th, you can listen to it on demand on the Voice America host page, or you can tune in on iTunes. Just search for Fitness Momentum. So during the show, guys, feel free to send your comments to info@merlinofitness.com or keep the conversation going on my Twitter page. That's @merlinofitness. Use #FitMomentum. Let's get started on today's show, okay? So what's on tap today? Today, we're going to be talking technology and how it continues to reshape the ways we exercise and we run. This is a fitness and running show, we're going to always kind of cover some running things too. So we're going to be reviewing some of the top electronic gadgets that help measure what you do and give you that instant feedback you need to do more with your fitness. And in some cases, entertain you while you're doing your fitness to kind of keep your mind off of what you're doing. We'll also be reviewing the best fitness apparel and accessories to make exercise more fun, more comfortable, just more efficient. And I told you on show one that we're going to be bringing some everyday people into the mix. So I'm really thrilled today to be pulling in three of my runners and clients on the show. They're going to help me review some of these products that they use every day when they're out there running here in Houston or in the gym or doing classes. So this show is airing a week before Christmas, so it'll give you a lot of great gift ideas you can ask for Christmas and buy others on your fitness list that are, you know, fitness enthusiasts. So I'll have a full listing of everything we review today and more on my websites next week. Okay. So I have a question for you. Is tech harming us or helping our fitness? Some would say both, but I'm a glasses kind of half full guy. So I say that lately it's probably helping us more than hurting us. But with all the pros, you got to take the cons. And I think there's a bad side of tech that's just kind of killing our time, you know? So although tech on the surface should make us more productive, in many cases it's making us less active. It's making us less focused and probably really distracted. So I want to explore some tech and, you know, kind of how this whole tech business kind of crept into the fitness arena. So when I was a younger person in corporate America, about 18 years ago, I heard of four major things that would drive technology, and they've all come into play nowadays. Nanotechnology, making things smaller. Think iPod and your whole music collection on your iPod, thanks to Steve Jobs. GPS technology, which is, you know, navigation, and Garmin and all these new fitness gadgets we're using to track where we go and how fast we go. Voice recognition, which started with Apple's Siri, and you'll see probably more of that. And then new thing is robotics and artificial intelligence and all that that's coming up. So bam, all these things have happened, and they're all creeping their way into the fitness world now in a good way. So, but tech is killing our time. So, you know, I kind of highlighted this on show number one. The number one reason people don't exercise is they just don't have enough time to pull it off. So, you know, sure, tech can save time and make us more productive, but on many fronts, it's doing quite the opposite, okay? The first way it's killing our time is making TV and movies even more accessible than ever, which is cool in many ways, but it doesn't do a good job of shrinking it does a really good job of shrinking potential time that you could plow into your exercise, of course. Okay, so looking at TV viewing worldwide, as you can imagine, we're the kings of many things, including being overweight. But we're right up there with Great Britain, is the top countries that watch the most television at 28 hours. Even my homeland of Italy, 27 hours. We look at Scandinavian countries, about 20. And then way down the list, which is actually creeping up to the top now, are Asian countries. They were way, way down. And now, because of smartphones, they've jacked up their viewing on all devices. So Americans, I've seen some stats, upwards of 33.7 hours a week, which means we're spending about 2 months a year watching television. Kids spending 1,500 hours a year watching TV, 900 in school. And so at this rate, the average 65-year-old will spend about 9 years of their life watching television or movies and things. So, and two-thirds of us eat while we're watching television. So I'm probably guilty of that one too. So so then we get further into this and we look at something that the new thing is called screen views, because it's not all about movies and television. It's how much time do we have with our, literally have our head into a screen, okay? So so this would include TV, PC, laptop, now tablets, which is the biggest growth area, smartphones, video games. If you add all that up, I mean, my gosh, guys, take a look around. Everyone's got their head in the screen, don't they? I mean, so we add all that up and it's even a bigger time killer, okay? Looking at screen views worldwide and we add that stuff in, guess what? The Asian countries, Vietnam, Indonesia, China, in the top five. U.S. is not even in the top five, but I think it's kind of their new toy. It's more accessible now, so they're really into it. But the U.S. stats are about 8.5 hours daily of screen view times, okay? And, of course, what's driving this is smartphone technology, and I believe social media has a lot to do with that too. So that's all the bad news. But guess what? I think we can all be more mindful of how much time we spend on tech and social media and you know, realize it can be really rob you of that time you can plow into exercise. But now that we've kind of looked at the drawbacks, I want to focus more on the positive things that tech can do with your fitness, okay? Many, many advantages to it, to both fitness and running. So the good news is tech can be your best training partner if you embrace it, learn how to use it, and use it to your advantage, okay? So new technology is totally driving the new fitness and running movement. I don't have many people in my group that don't have some type of electronic gadget that they wear when they run with my group, you know. And even myself, I'm old school, and I just bought a Garmin a couple months ago when I ran the New York City Marathon. So when I was shopping in Best Buy, I was in Best Buy buying some gifts about a week ago. And since last year, it seemed like the amount of Fit gadget stuff in there quadrupled. I mean, the shelf space was just blown up in there, okay? You know, if tech is used well, I mean, it can make exercise so much easier to pull off. All of these gadgets, they entertain us. They keep your mind off the fact that you're actually working out, and they give you this instant feedback that kind of, you know, kind of in a way makes you hungry to do more or do a better job with your fitness, okay? The easiest and cheapest way to access all this stuff is through apps, you know, because guess what? Most of the apps are free. So, and most of us now have smartphones, so we can now, you know, use these apps to our advantage. And I wanted to kind of go over my top three picks on the app side. There's tons of them out there, but the three I really think people need to latch onto here. So, and what's nice about a lot of these apps, a lot of them sync or talk to each other now. So you have one view of all your data in multiple places or in one place, which makes it a lot, you know, a lot easier to have a great view of what you're doing, okay? My number one app would be MyFitnessPal. This is powered now by a community of over 75 million worldwide. It's the leading resource for fitness and nutrition tracking. In my opinion, it's probably the best nutritional tracker out on the market. A lot of the dietitians that I work with here in the greater Houston area that I refer clients to actually use MyFitnessPal with their client base. So that should tell you something. And if there's dietitians using that app, probably something you guys want to look into adding to your, you know, regimen, okay? It links with tons of other apps. We'll talk about this later, but it links to and syncs to things like MapMyRun. So you can take the physical side of your fitness And you can log that stuff in there and along with your nutrition. Have one view of your caloric burn, what you take in, what you burn, and what you do as far as your activity level. And it's available on smartphone app, and it's web-based. And the web syncs with the smartphone app. So you've got one view of everything you do on there that you log. Okay? Map My Run, and I just mentioned this earlier, is my another favorite, more on the activity side, more on the cardio side. But I use Map My Run. There was a day when I mapped out running routes for my group. I literally had to get in my truck and drive around Houston to figure out how long I was going to, you know, what's a 10-mile route I can send my runners on. So when Map My Run came along, it saved my life because now I have over 265 routes built in the greater Houston area that all of my runners end up running over the course of one season, okay? So Map My Run uses your phone's GPS technology, navigation, to track your speed, your distance, and literally where you run and what type of terrain you run on, okay? So basically it's using your phone's navigation as like a free Garmin device, okay? And it's pretty accurate. If you lose a signal or something, it may not be as accurate as a Garmin or lose phone service, but it works pretty good. I use it with a lot of my, from marathoners to 5K runners in my group and clients, they love it. Allows you to play your music while you run. So you can pull up your playlist on there. You can create your own route. You can borrow from others online, or you can design your own online on the web version and then bookmark it and then literally follow that route when you go out to your local park and run, okay? They offer a free mobile app as well as a web-based, and I love pairing Map My Run with MyFitnessPal. So the first two I mentioned, that's a great 1-2 punch, cardio on one, and you can put your weight training and stuff in MyFitnessPal and then all your nutrition. So you've got one view of everything you're doing, which works really well, okay? The third one I'll throw in here for my runners out there and walkers, it's called McRun. And this is the mobile version of McMillan's running calculator. It was designed by elite marathon coach Greg McMillan. It gives you a very accurate read of running performance, okay? And honestly, I wish every one of my runners would use this app. I use it to coach people, look at their pacing. But you basically enter in a recent race time, a 5K time, and it gives you an estimate of pacing that you would need for training. And, from tempo runs to track workouts to long runs, okay? It also calculates your predicted race times based on future race times, based on current. So if you run a 5K and you want to know potentially what you could run a 10K pace at, it crunches some numbers for you and gives you some type of goal to shoot for on that, okay? So you race, crunch the numbers, use them with your training, repeat the process as you improve your running, okay? This one costs you $5, but believe me, if you're a runner, it's the best $5 you'll ever spend. So great, great app, okay? So those are my top three. There's many more, and we'll cover a lot of these in future shows. But time to take a quick break. Quick reminder to check out my websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com and sign up for my fitness and running email newsletters when you go there. When we come back, we'll be talking with one of my runners and fitness clients, Robert DeVoe, about some of the top tech gadgets for fitness enthusiasts and runners.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577.
How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. Next up, I want to talk about some of the great electronic gadgets that are available that can really help you achieve your fitness goals and get you there a lot quicker. Okay, so I promised listeners on show number one that we would be not only bringing expert fitness and wellness guests on the show, but featuring some, you know, many everyday people who are out there in the trenches just being active and kind of living the whole healthy lifestyle thing, running races, doing cool things. So on today's show, we will start that by featuring three of my runners and clients to help me review some of the hottest fitness and running products that are out there in the market. So my first guest today is Robert DeVoe. Robert began a serious fitness regimen about 4 years ago with the realization that at the age of 50, he was, you know, leading a very sedentary lifestyle and he really needed to kind of get up off the couch. So his journey started with a Groupon to a Houston area boot camp class where he found himself at 5:30 a.m. in a parking lot, running sprints and learning the pain of burpees. From there, he slowly transitioned to being able to go from a walk run to an all out run, signed up for his first 5K as his major running goal. And since then, he has run numerous 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, and four marathons now, recently completing the Chicago Marathon just a few months ago here in October. His marathon personal best is a 4:38, which he did at the Paris, France Marathon in 2012. Robert has been running and training with my in-flight running group for the past 3 years. And he now assists me with coaching duties on Saturday long runs as a coaching mentor. Robert's a good friend of mine and a model for turning your life around with fitness. So, Robert, welcome to Fitness Momentum.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to be here today.
So, guys, I just got to tell you up front, Robert and I are old school, we're about the same age. He's kind of my second daddy in the group. You know, he kind of helps me coach all these crazy runners. And he's kind of the gadget man in my group. So it was just a total natural pick for him to kind of come on board and talk to you guys about all these different gadgets out there. So tell me, Robert, first off, before we get into some of your picks, what's the biggest trend that you're seeing out there? Because I know you're all into all this technology stuff that you're seeing out there with fitness and running gadgets like here lately.
Yep. And you mentioned back in segment one how much the shelf space is blowing up in stores with fitness gear. And I'll tell you, the number one item that is doing that is the fitness activity trackers. Just in 2013, 6 million devices were sold. It's projected that it's going to jump to 113 million over the next 3 years.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And these devices price range everything from as low as $45 to as much as $200. But people looking into the Fitbit Zip, retail value of about $60. And then for a little bit more with a few more bells and whistles on them, the Polar Loop for $110 and the Garmin VivoFit that is right around the $100 mark. But these are great for anyone who wants to start their fitness journey.
Okay, so and all those are like little wristband things, correct?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. So they track even your sleep patterns and crazy things like that too, right?
Yeah, and they most of them will link up with some type of an app so that you can get the recording of that activity.
Okay, great. I know there's tons of gadgets out there, so let's go over your top picks, starting with the king of all gadgets, the Garmin watch, which is just kind of really blown up, especially in the running business here. So let's start with the Garmin FR620. I know that's the big daddy. That's like the latest offering from Garmin, and I know you know a lot about that one.
Yeah, that's my watch of choice. And, of course, as a runner, that's the item that I am most looking for to get the most bang for my buck. What I love about the 620 is the ability to wirelessly transfer my data. So as soon as I have finished my run, I press my save button, and the data is automatically transferred wirelessly through my phone app, and it goes right on to the Garmin Connect website. And even better than that is because I'm linked with you, my running coach, you also get an email with a summary of that run that I've just completed.
To summarize that, guys, real quickly, for you guys that are tech newbies, as soon as Robert's done with his run with my group, like say he comes out this Saturday and does his long run, as soon as that run is done, it's wirelessly sent to his phone and then sent online to Garmin Connect. Garmin Connect is hooked it up with something I use called Training Peaks, so I get an email saying that he just finished his workout, and I can actually look at his heart rate data and his pacing and everything as a coach. So that's like a win-win-win across the board, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, good. Any other features of that? I know they've added some new things this year, which had my mouth watering as a coach.
Dynamics that it's capturing that were not available in previous versions of the watch, but vertical oscillation, ground contact time, cadence, and stride length are all four of those are being captured while I'm wearing the heart rate monitor that also syncs up with the watch as well.
And guys, we'll get in this in future shows. We're going to talk a lot about running for him, but that is huge. Two things they're looking at on number big reasons why runners get injured. Their cadence is not what it should be as far as turnover with their feet, and they spend too much ground contact time when they hit the ground, too much ground contact time. So those two things are linking directly to injuries. So that's a great great thing to have on that watch once you know how to use that. So let's move on to the next one, Robert. What do you have next on your list?
The next item is the Neo Link heart rate band. And what's different about this is you actually wear it on your wrist.
And it was Mio, M-I-O, Mio, right?
Mio, M-I-O, okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, great.
And it's capturing the heart rate via optical sensors versus wearing that heart rate chest strap.
I know the ladies love that because, I mean, I'm a guy and I hate wearing a chest strap, but the ladies just can't stand wearing the chest strap. So correct me if I'm wrong, this is kind of like a Fitbit type thing. It's like a wristband, but it picks up your heart rate and then it'll sync with your Garmin and send the heart rate data to your Garmin. So it's all married together into one data piece, right?
And it also syncs up with over 250 other fitness apps. So it's really versatile. I wear this every time I go to the gym to do my workouts, just so I can, again, make sure my strength regime is within my heart rate zones, as well as wearing it while I'm out on my runs. And this has a retail value of about $100.
So you can even wear it like during your weight training workouts and get the caloric burnout of, say, a weight training workout.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
That's
cool.
And that was $99 for that one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's cool. So if you don't want to do the heart rate version of the Garmin, you could pick this up as an add-on to that and not have to mess with the strap.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Let's move on to number three. And I know now we're getting into like body measurement type gadgets.
The Ironman InnerScan body composition monitor. It's a scale. I'm using model BC549. They actually offer a couple different ones. But this one gives you a lot of insight into not just your weight, but also it's tracking your body fat percentage, your body water percentage, muscle mass, physique rating, BMR, metabolic age, bone mass, and visceral fat. This does retail at about $210.
But I love about that, because you know, you've been there, man. You've lost the weight. You've totally turned your life around with fitness and running. So I don't have to tell you, but it's all about what you're made of, guys. Literally what you're made of, fat and muscle tissue. So the scale doesn't tell you the whole story, but this scale kind of tells you every story, which I really love. And it's a little pricey, but man, if you want all those stats, that'd be a great way to go. I know you had something that's a lot more affordable. It doesn't do all that stuff, but that was your next pick here.
We're on Fat Loss Monitor. It's a handheld device.
What was that? You were just breaking up a little bit on me. That's the Omron Fat Loss Monitor. That's Omron, guys. That's Omron, Omron. Okay.
Yep. It has a retail value of $35. It's tracking both your body fat percentage as well as your BMI. You set it up initially with your variables of your age and your current weight, et cetera. And by holding the sensors and the handle are electronic and magnetically picking up, again, what your body fat percentage is and your BMI. That body fat percentage tracking is so important, again, for people starting out on their fitness journey.
Yeah, body fat's coming down, and you know, I mean, it's not all about total weight loss, you know, as you know. So that one's just a more affordable, not as money bells and whistles, but a lot more affordable way to kind of measure all your body fat stuff. And then the last one you had here, let's go over that. And this is kind of gets more in the entertainment, like keeping your mind off the fact that you're exercising, which I love. Anything to keep your mind off of the fact that you're doing something good, I guess. But you know.
HD wireless sports buds, Bluetooth headphones, basically. What I love about this particular set of Bluetooth headphones is that they're military grade, and this is great for those folks who, like myself, take a little bit longer to finish that marathon.
Okay, cool. I haven't really delved into that stuff. I mean, I do use my iPod, but that's definitely one I'm going to have to kind of check into myself. Okay, Robert. Thanks for the knowledge, and for being on the show today, you know, sharing the gadget knowledge here. Take care, man, and I guess I will see you tomorrow because we've got a big peak run for the Houston Marathon tomorrow, and Robert's helped me support all of our crazy runners that are doing some of their peak mileage to get ready for Houston Marathon. So I will see you tomorrow, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much for having me tonight.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
That's an awesome segment, listeners. I love that stuff. Some of the gadgets Robert reviewed are a little pricey, but I know you've been good this year, and you probably deserve them. So put that on your Santa list and have someone else buy them for you, okay? Great tools to take it to the next level. Time to take a quick break. Quick reminder to check out my Voice America show page for a link to subscribe to the show by way of iTunes podcast now. When we come back, we'll be joined by two of the original in-flight running divas who will be reviewing some of the hottest fitness and running apparel and accessories on the market.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577.
Good childhood mental health is critically important. Early patterns of emotions and thinking shape children's behavior from preschool into the teen years and beyond. but understanding young kids can be a challenge. Tune in to Child Psych Central, Discover the Kid Brain with Dr. Beth Onofrack. Each week, we will reveal how brain function and child development drive young children's daily behavior. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's one of the best things that you can do as a parent.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. Next up, now that we've covered some of the great gadgets out there with Robert, I want to move on to some great apparel, accessory things. These are kind of body things, guys, things you wear when you exercise that just make things more comfortable, more functional, okay? And what better way to review body gear than two of my original running divas from my marathon, half marathon training group, In-Flight Running. And I mean diva in a good way, guys. I mean, these are ladies that are always color coordinated and cheery, and they've been with me for a few years in my running group. So in fact, 65% of my running group, which is kind of the national trend now, are females. So, and females, as you know, are very particular about what they wear, what they put on their bodies. So you, I know you're going to totally love their picks. We're going to give the ladies a little love today, and I'll chime in with some guy stuff. So don't worry, guys, we got you covered. So let's introduce them now. I'm going to introduce them both, and we'll bring them on the show. First guest is Sella Burrows. She describes herself as a tremendous fitness enthusiast, and believe me, I can vouch for that, guys, because I've seen her in action. She's a veteran runner of 29 years with a 401 marathon PR. She did that in the Woodlands a few years ago here north of Houston. She's a Yoga Alliance registered instructor and a former group exercise instructor for 24 Hour Fitness, where she taught yoga, cycling, and Pilates. Second guest is Noelle Ahn. Noelle is a mother to four children between the ages of 4 and 12, and I mean, she's the energizer bunny in the group. I don't know how she does it all. She's a group instructor here with the YMCA in Houston, has been teaching classes since 2000. She's always been a runner, but she didn't do her first full marathon until 2011 because she just wanted to do one of those check it off my list because I'm turning 30 things. And now 10 marathons later, she's earned a marathon PR of 3:39. And she always prefers to kind of take the scenic route with her training, with her racing. And I know many times that takes her to the great state of Utah where she's run multiple marathons in that state. So ladies, welcome to Fitness Momentum.
Hi. Thank you, Michael.
Great having you guys on. I know you've got a lot of cool things to share with everybody, so I want to get right into it. And guys, we're going to kind of take this by category and run through it, and we're going to have all these notes for you later on the website. So let's start with headgear, ladies, and your top picks for things just, you know, to wear on your head, I guess, to keep you warm and keep sweat off you and everything else. So let's go over those real quick and just jump in and give me your picks.
Okay, well, let's start with the sweaty bands. Sweaty bands are about $15, and you can get them at Fleet Feet. You can get them at Marathon Expos, running specialty stores. The thing that we love about sweaty bands is that there's all kinds of thicknesses, all kinds of styles, all kinds of designs. My particular favorites are the glittery ones, and the glitter does not come off when you wash them. And these headbands are so cute, and they don't pinch your head, and they do not give you a headache from being on your head for 4 hours if you're running a marathon.
And all the ladies, it seems like half the ladies in our group wear them, don't they? I mean, I see them all over the place.
Oh, yeah. They're so cute. Yeah. Lots of girls wear them. Then we're moving on. We actually do like a Lululemon ear warmer, but we can't remember the name or the price. So we're just going to skip that, but it's thick on the ears. That's all we can say. Yeah. Okay, moving on.
And it wouldn't be wouldn't be an apparel show without mentioning Lululemon, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got more to come on that. Don't worry.
Yeah. And as far as like visors, caps, what do you guys like out there? Because I know, you know, a lot of women wear caps too. I mean, they have the ponytail thing going, but what are your top picks for like hats
visors? I love the Nike caps. They're about $22 to $25. And again, you can find that any specialty running store. Head sweat visors. I love those, especially in this Houston heat. It's great running with a visor, but it absorbs the sweat. I love the thickness of the band. Those run about $20 to $25 also.
Okay, cool. And sometimes, you know, and it's you just want to breathe a little bit more, and the visor kind of helps with that. You don't get too overheated, right? You know.
Well, yeah, and you can also pull your ponytail up into a bun, and it feels a little bit better than pulling it through the back of a cap when you have a visor on.
Yeah, okay, cool. Anything is, you know, we see a variety of things out there, but what do you guys like as far as sunglasses?
I love the Oakley half jackets. I wear those, the 2.0. Also, they stay on my face. They don't move around. And they also have the Asian fit, which I love because I am Asian.
Huh?
So it works really great for me.
Okay, good. Okay, cool. And then, so let's move on, guys. I'm going to go, that's some headgear stuff. So let's talk about chest. I guess we could say innerwear and outerwear here, but things that, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about ladies on this stuff, but just kind of go over, I mean, you know, it's ladies got to have a good sports bra, obviously. So you guys go over some of your picks in this category.
Well, definitely the Lululemon Energy Bra. It fits well. It's about $48. You can buy it online or at the Lululemon stores. The Luon material does not chafe. You still need the Body Glide if you're running in the summer in Houston, but the Lululemon material does not chafe your skin, and it's really smooth. It looks cute, and it really looks cute underneath a Lululemon Cool Racer Back tank, which is another pick of ours that we love so much in all kinds of colors. It's $42. It has a really nice fit on your body, and it's a good length.
Yeah, and you guys hit the, you know, hey, we're athletic and everything, but you got to look good while you're doing it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we can go on and on about Lululemon for days, but we're trying to spread the love here. Moving on, I have this new Nike Element half zip top that I bought at the Chicago Marathon. Come to find out, you can buy it here. I saw it at Dillard's. It just doesn't say Chicago Marathon on it, but it's the same thing, and the material is phenomenal. I can't take it off my body. It feels so good. It's $65 online. I don't know how much it was at Dillard's, but
they can find that in like department stores and sports stores too, huh?
Now I'm going to say that I haven't run in it yet, but it's great for walking, hiking, and biking. Once you put that on, you're not going to want to take it off. It feels so, so good on your skin.
Okay.
And the colors are so cute.
Okay, cool. It's always good if it's available in a rainbow of colors, right?
Of course.
I'm gonna jump in here, guys, and throw in my one of my picks. It's a company that I love. They have these great, cool, funky socks. They're called Defeat, DEFEET, and they were really known in the cycling world. This goes back many, many years in the cycling, like with Greg LeMond, one of the Tour de France guys. But they have some great undergarment base layers that I love. Really thin. When it's cold but not crazy cold, I like to put one of these under my T-shirt. So they have tank versions, and you can go to defeat.com. They're called the Undie Shirt and the Undie Shirt Light, and the Undie Shirt Light is really, really light base layer. This is great for men and women. So I just want to throw it out there as a guy pick in there too. And let's move on to the next category, because we want to talk about, you know, this gets more into maybe probably some weight training things, but, you know, things to put on your wrist to protect your hands. So what do you guys have in that category?
Well, for weightlifting, whether I'm out in the free weight area or doing body pump or anything like that, I absolutely love Harbinger weightlifting gloves. They're about $10 to $15 at any sporting goods store online. I also really like the Harbinger weightlifting strap for when you're doing deadlifts and rows. And they're about $7.99.
Okay, cool. And I love, and then Noelle, don't you teach kickboxing? classes and things with the gloves. So you like their bag gloves, don't you?
I love their bag gloves. They're great for bag training. They hold up great for bag training. Maybe not for sparring, but they're washable. I wouldn't recommend putting it in the dryer. I've done that once before and couldn't really get them back on after.
Shrunk a little bit, huh?
They hold up great. They hold up great after multiple washes. So.
Okay, cool. We're going to move on. And guys, I can vouch for Harbinger. I'm a Harbinger dealer. Like, I buy all my stuff for my website and things. So they've got some really, their whole line of stuff is really great. And you can find it in most sports stores and online. They've got a website too. So moving on to legs, guys, we'll go through this fairly quickly, but because I want to save some time for, getting into shoes a little bit. But for the legs, the big thing right now is compression. Talking about, calf compression and foot compression. So go over some of your picks on this. I think you guys had like a little running skirt pick on here too.
Yeah, we did. Maybe we have that in the wrong category, but we love to run in the Lululemon running skirts, the four-way stretch. The two-way stretch doesn't give as much. They're still fine to run in, but the four-way feels so much better on your skin. But moving on, as far as compression socks, my favorite pick, and I think Noelle is in agreement, is the CEP socks and sleeves. They're about $50 to $60 online or specialty running stores. And the calf sleeves, those are about $30 to $40. They're great for during really long runs. They're great for afterward for recovery. I don't know. What do you like to put on, Noel?
Yeah, I prefer them for recovery. It definitely makes a difference.
It also depends on the weather. You go outside, and if it's just dreadfully hot, maybe you don't want to wear the whole sock, but you wear the sleeve.
My pick there, guys, is calf sleeves by Zenza. That's Zenzah. And we only have a couple more minutes, ladies, so I'm just going to move forward to some of these other categories because I want to hit a few in each. But waist belts, I know you guys have one pick that you both love on this one.
Okay, well, I will say that I love the flip belt. I was just introduced to it. It's about $28. The flip belt feels so good on your skin. It feels exactly like your exercise clothes. You can wear it for weightlifting, biking, running a marathon. It fits a giant iPhone 6. It fits everything in it, and you can pin your bib to it instead of pinning your bib onto your clothes. So that's really good.
Good.
I was going to mention, my water belt that I love, the Ansipod. It carries 4 8-ounce bottles. It doesn't bounce around and has that 360-degree stretch. It's really comfortable, and you can find that for about $46.50, I think.
Okay, good. Ladies, we have 1 minute, and I definitely don't want to leave you without getting some quick sock and shoe picks. So give me, my running group is sponsored by Brooks, so I love the Brooks stuff. And I know you guys have a Brooks favorite here. And then why don't you just give me a couple shoe picks quick and a couple sock picks, and then we'll wrap this segment up.
Okay, my favorite shoes are the Brooks Cadence. I had a bout of plantar fasciitis a year and a half ago, and I changed shoes to that 4-millimeter heel drop, and I've never looked back. So I haven't had any injuries since.
And I love to run, do anything in Balega socks. I love them.
Those are really hot now. Like, I went into Fleet Feet the other day, and they had just the whole wall of them in there. So they must be really hot. My pick in the sock area would be an Asics mid-cut. I love Asics socks because they have a tacky surface to them. So when you sweat, they don't slide around your foot, that much. So, all right, guys, we need to wrap this segment up. We'll be covering a lot of this. We're going to always have reviews on the show, guys. So we'll bring some folks back in the future and go over some more things. So, ladies, thanks so much for being on the show and sharing your fitness and running wisdom with us today. Gave
Thank
the
you
ladies
for
a lot of
us.
Love today, which they need. So, I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow too. Huh? We got some mileage to do. So,
yeah, we do.
Yeah. Take care. Thanks again for being on the show, guys.
Thanks Michael. Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Man, that was awesome, guys. I learned a few new things from everybody today. So, so I'll have your shopping list available for you soon. We'll put that on the websites. We'll have a radio show link where you guys can download all those.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. During this last segment, I want to talk about technology from the trainer's standpoint, okay, and what I'm currently using to measure and gauge what I do at my clients and my runners with my running programs, my fitness programs here in Houston. So there are three major tools or services that I currently offer and use for runners and just general fitness. So those would include online training schedules for my clients to keep them accountable to what they're doing, metabolic testing, and my latest service, which I'm really launching in 2015, really excited about that, is video gait analysis for both runners and walkers. Okay, so let me take them one at a time. I first want to go over online training schedules. So on episode one, our first show, we talked about the importance of planning and mapping out training schedules. So I think you really have to have some type of schedule to lead the way. So I use something called Training Peaks, which is a platform that everyday people can use to log their workouts on a calendar type format. And then they have a coach's version that I use where all my athletes and all my clients are connected to that. So I can write them a training schedule, general training schedule for fitness, or if you're training for the New York City Marathon, I can pop a schedule up there for you on your platform. And then you see the entire schedule. They've got a smartphone app. You can download it, or you can view it on your smartphone. And then the system actually emails. You can set up to email a client. I can email my clients daily where they get this email that's just triggered every day that tells them what's on the schedule for the next two rolling days. So really cool stuff to keep people accountable. You can also view it in calendar format on a tablet, on a PC. And you know, what's really cool, Robert mentioned this in his segment. When he syncs up his Garmin, he can sync up his Garmin with Training Peaks, where he maps out his workouts, and then that data is dumped on Training Peaks, and then I get an email saying, hey, one of your athletes just finished a workout, and here's his data. I can pull up his data up on the fly, look at his heart rate, look at his pacing, and hit him back with feedback saying, great job, guy, or, you know, adjust your pacing, or so instant feedback for a coach and for the client, which is really, really cool stuff, okay? Get into metabolic testing. You guys have seen these, you know, in the Nike commercials where you got an athlete just rocking it on a treadmill and they got a airtight mask over their nose and mouth. So same thing I do here in my practice. It's a basically a computer that looks at respiration. So it looks at oxygen and CO2 that you're throwing off into the mask. That's all measured as we progressively make it tougher. So every minute, normally, there's different protocols I use, but we'll increase the incline every 2% grade every minute. Depends on what we're doing, because I can test people on a treadmill. I can test them on an elliptical trainer, a stationary bike. We have a lot of triathletes that will actually test on the treadmill for the running phase, and then they'll also bring their bike in and stick it on a trainer so we can mimic a ride. So just depends. Many ways we can do it. So what we're measuring is, the most important thing is your anaerobic threshold. What's that threshold when your heart rate jumps up, and you know when you get to that point where you're in oxygen depletion or oxygen debt? So you spend most of your training time in oxygen debt. The end will be near. Okay, this happens with marathoners that maybe overshoot when they run a race, overpace. So, and then if you stay below that threshold in different zones, then you can assure yourself that you're going to be more efficient at burning body fat if you have proper oxygen. So, a lot of people I think have no clue what those numbers are, and they go by feel. And sometimes you can go by feel and just get way too intense with your workouts, and a lot of people wonder why they can't lose body weight. It's probably because they're going too intense all the time. Okay, this test gives me 4 different heart rate zones to give them that they can work across to make sure they get better performance. And lose body fat, which almost everybody wants to do. And it could work for someone that's totally sedentary. They can barely walk on a treadmill. I can test that guy. And I could test an elite Boston qualifier marathoner guy and get him the numbers that are going to work for him to improve his running. So good stuff, okay? So it just makes you more efficient at what you're doing because you have the numbers and you're not guessing, okay? The other metabolic test I do is resting metabolic rate. So this is an at-rest test. You sit in a chair. You could take a nap if you want for 12 minutes. We put the mask on. It measures all your oxygen flow and then runs some calculations and tells me how many calories per day you would need to maintain your current body weight. Then I massage that raw data and add in daily activity calories, things you got to do anyway, like clean the house and walk to your car or go to the movies or whatever. And then I add in calories that you're going to need to get through your workouts for the week because you need food and fuel to get to the workouts. So we look at your total daily calories based on your goal and based on how you want to perform with your sport, okay? And I give people different scenarios because if they're sick 1 week, well, obviously they don't need to take as many calories down. If they're very active, like my marathoners that are doing peak mileage for Houston this week, they have to crank the calories up because of that, because they just need more fuel to get through that week or that workout. So really, really cool stuff to give people those numbers that they have no earthly clue, because most of us are just guessing on nutrition. Then you log things like that in MyFitnessPal, and you've got a great view of everything you're doing on the nutrition side, okay? Last thing I've started adding, and I've been tweaking this and playing with it, I'm using my 10-year-old son Max to test some of these things, but this is video gait analysis. So give an example. My son runs at his elementary school, just started running. Not that I have anything to do with that, but I started videotaping him with this new software I have. Noticed that his foot plant was in front of his hip, and it should be underneath his hip. And the boy has all these Achilles tendon and calf issues, and I've been kind of coaching him on planning better. But now I could videotape and I could show him on the video what he's doing. Been coaching him with that, and bam, suddenly no Achilles tendon problems. Okay. So this, you know, who watches themselves run? Like nobody. So this is a great way for me to film people, play Telestrator, show them different angles and what they're doing with their arms and their legs, tweak it, have them come back later and videotape them, show them the before after. And guess what happens, guys? 2 things. People get more efficient, they get faster, and they're not injured as often. So I'm just totally pumped about adding this to the mix next year with my running program and offering it to the general public. So really, really cool stuff. So almost ready to wrap it up in this week's show. But before I go, as I mentioned, every week I'm going to give you a little homework. So this week's homework, I want you guys thinking about how much time you're spending on social media. It didn't exist 10 years ago. But my God, we're addicted to this stuff. So look at that, see what you're spending on that, log it, and if you're not on your fitness game, I guarantee you can shift some of that towards exercise. So that's my challenge for you on that. Are you getting too social with social media, okay? Look at your budget for next year and decide what tech gadgets you can afford and add them to the mix. You know, we've mentioned a lot of cool stuff today, okay? Find a great phone app and start tracking your nutrition. Remember, I recommend, most of them are free. That doesn't even hit your budget. I recommend MyFitnessPal and MapMyFitness is my two picks. McRun, if you're a runner, okay? So if you have any questions or comments on today's show, you can email me at info@merlinofitness.com. You can continue the show conversation on my Twitter page, @MerlinoFitness. Use the hashtag FitMomentum. You can visit my Voice America page for links to follow me on social media and sign up for my free newsletters. And I'm really excited to see that now the episodes are now available on iTunes. So go to iTunes, search for Fitness Momentum, and you guys can subscribe to the podcast and not miss a show over there. So you can also check out my websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Remember, it's always a good day to start an exercise program and get things moving. And it's a great time of year to do it, like now. So have a great weekend, a week ahead. Happy holidays to everybody, and only the best to you in the new year. And let's make it the fittest year ever. I hope you join us the next time on the Fitness Momentum Radio Show. Take care, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Fitness Momentum with your host, Coach Michael Merlino. Be sure to check us out again next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great weekend and a healthy week ahead.